just an old wooden barrel, a salt barrel is what they used to, usually they'd get salt for the cattle, you know. And we'd put that ashes in there, and just every little while they'd pour a bucket of water in that. And brother, you had lye, let me tell you.
What did your mother do with that? What did she make?
A soap. That's what she used for her soap.
She ever put it on corn?
Yes, made lye hominy, what she called lye hominy, yes, she did, and that made the best hominy in the world.
Did you ever have any trouble with that black stuff in your chimney? Did that ever give you any difficulty?
No, I don't ever remember that it did, of course. After I started housekeeping, we had plenty of trouble with it because we burned coal. Wood don't make soot in the chimneys like coal does. I imagine that's one reason that we didn't have, but I don't ever remember having any trouble with such at home.
I was talking to one man, he said that his father every year would clean out the chimney. He had an old Indian stone hammer, and he'd put a rope on that and get up on top of the house and put down the chimney and batter it out.
A fireplace or just the stove?
I don't recall which. I think it was a stove.
I imagine it was
burning.
A stove. More than likely they burned coal.
What furniture did you have in your house? Well, first of all, what rooms did you have? Did you have eventually have a big room where you could entertain guests?
Yes, what we call, but in those days, there was a bed in every room because every family had a big family, and anyone coming through, which was very, very rare. I seen the time when they'd be months at a time we wouldn't see anyone, only just the boys on the ranch. But
did you call that big room anything special?
No, just usually the front room. But it had a bed in it, just like the rest. Well, when Dad was on a ranch up in Kansas before we moved down here, and he used to ship cattle to Kansas City, and he was a man that always enjoyed nice things. And I remember one year, and we moved these both down with us. He brought home a bedroom suite, just the bed and the dresser. One of them was, I know now, was what we children called the black bed, was a walnut, and then the bird's eye maple. I know now that that's what we call it, the yellow bed, and the other one was the black bed. And we had those when we moved down, and the table and stove and mother's rocking chair. She always had a rocking chair, and her sewing machine. And I know, I don't know where in the world Dad ever got a hold of it, but we had a bench, a school bench, just a regular old school. But it was all that long, and he took the everything. It had the back on it, but he took all the desk part off. You know, it was on the back. Well, that sat behind the table, and three of us always sat back in the back. There was three of we girls, one 2 years younger than I was, and one 2 years older. Well, that was Grace and Christy in my seat behind the table. That was always where we sat at the table.
Did you ever get one of those long pieces of furniture for lying on or sitting on? Something like that you
know
there?
No, we didn't. I remember Mother had some little tables I wish I had now, because with all the wear and tear, that was still a beautiful piece of furniture. I don't know. I expect they took it to New Mexico with them. They finally moved from here to New Mexico. And I imagine Mother took that little table with her that morning. It had a little drawer in the front of it.
Did you ever